with SRN News. I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill at a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's wrong for the Biden administration to block the release of audio from President Biden's special counsel interview.
The American people will not be able to hear why prosecutors felt the President of the United States was, in special counsel Robert Hur's words, a, quote, elderly man with a poor memory, and thus shouldn't be charged.
The White House blocking the release, arguing that Republicans in Congress only wanted the recordings to chop them up and use them for political purposes. House Speaker Johnson accused Biden of suppressing the tape because he's afraid to have voters hear it during an election year. Also at SRNnews.com, it was another day in court in Manhattan. Correspondent Julie Walker is there.
Donald Trump's entourage of Republican lawmakers keeps growing at court, this time about a dozen of his supporters, including Representatives Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz, with him. Many wearing the signature red tie like him. On his way into court, the former president denouncing his trial.
This trial is a scam and it's a sham and it shouldn't happen.
Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, back on the witness stand. Trump denies charges of falsifying business records. At criminal court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
The Justice Department has formally moved to reclassify marijuana as a less dangerous drug. It's an historic shift in generations of U.S. drug policy. A proposed rule to the Federal Register recognizes medical use of cannabis and acknowledges it has less potential for abuse than some of the more dangerous drugs. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow ahead 8 points, but the NASDAQ 36 points in the red. This is SRN News. A victory for free speech in California. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Libraries across the nation allow all kinds of groups to use their conference rooms, even drag queens who read picture books to children. But last summer, when Moms for Liberty tried to host a discussion of transgenderism in sports at Yolo County Library, officials shut them down. Alliance Defending Freedom threatened a lawsuit and the library system's back down, agreeing not to violate the free speech rights of conservatives or Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker condemned abortion during a commencement address at Benedictine College this month. The three-time Super Bowl champion delivered the roughly 20-minute address at the Catholic Private Liberal Arts School in Atchison, Kansas, located about 60 miles north of Kansas City. He called out President Biden for his promotion of the LGBT lifestyle. This is SRN News. An Arab League summit getting underway in Bahrain, the war in Gaza topping the agenda as advocates of an independent Palestinian state work to advance their cause.
During the summit, leaders from 22 Arab nations will call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and discuss ways to advance the two-state solution. The countries will also discuss steps to support Gaza after the war ends. Some Arab countries, including Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Jordan, and Egypt, have emphasized that their financial and political support will be linked to a clear pathway to a Palestinian statehood. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is a staunch opponent of the two-state solution.
The BBC's Samir Hasmi. Russia has declared Britain's defense attaché persona non grata and gave the diplomat a week to leave the country in response to London expelling the Russian defense attaché earlier this month over spying allegations. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.